Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1927, Two Farms Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a convenience store with gas pumps to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.88 acres, more or less, lying east of U.S. Route 13 and south of Route 24. The applicants did in this application provide with a conditional use site plan, and I'll pass down copies of that site plan. Delta did provide comments in the form of a memorandum and a letter in reference to a traffic impact study performed for the application, and that is a part of the record. Now, I'm assuming that representatives from the applicant will give some testimony on in that respect. Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum and references that the site is located in the western Sussex Laurel Growth Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex planning study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Comments we received from the Sussex Conservation District, again in the form of a memorandum, reference that there are four soil types on this parcel, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, and that it is not likely that any off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it may be possible that some on-site drainage improvements will be required. We did receive a letter from Carolyn O'Neill, an adjacent property owner, and basically, in summary, stating that if she must live next to a convenience store with gas tanks, she asked that two things be required. That the store not be allowed to operate 24 hours per day. And two, that a solid, at least 6-foot fence be constructed along her west and south attached property lines to preserve a little privacy to her home and backyard. She also noted that the existing chain link fence does not provide any privacy, and suggested that if the applicants would rather square off their land, she would be happy to talk to them about adding her 1.5 acres to their acquisition.
Well, there you go.
That's all I have, Mr.
Oh, yeah? Yes, sir.
My name is Garth Jones. I'm with Becker Morgan Group out of Dover, Delaware. We are the site engineers representing Two Farm Inc. I do have a letter, an updated letter from Mrs. Carolyn O'Neill that is dated today, and she actually removed a stipulation about the 24/7 operation and still requests a fence be constructed there.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to talk about she was going to say that they.
Thank you.
Agreed to buy it.
Sell it.
Just for the benefit, I'll read that to the record since we only have one copy.
Please do.
This is a letter is to rescind letter sent March 19, 2012. The only stipulation that I asked from Two Farms for their convenience store at this location is as follows. One, a solid 7-foot fence be constructed along my west and south attached property line, or boundary line, excuse me, to preserve a little privacy to my house and backyard for me and my 90-year-old mother. The chain link fence already there will not provide this. And however, if Two Farms would rather square off their land plot, I would be happy to talk to them about adding my 1.5 acres to their acquisition.
In case you didn't catch that the first time, in the first letter, okay?
Thank you. That is now part of the record.
I actually have displayed for you is a graphical site plan that we've put together, as well as a rendition of the store proposed for the site. The site's located on the southeast corner of Route 24 and US 13. It's actually comprised of two parcels. There's a small parcel on the corner that's zoned commercial that's used as a repair shop, and then the larger parcel, which is roughly over 8 acres, is the site of the O'Neill Auction Center. And so we're asking for a conditional use to construct a rural farms, roughly 5,800 square feet on the parcel, as well as two fuel canopies for fuel dispensing, one along 24 and one along US 13. Mr. Lank indicated that DelDOT had sent a letter. There was a traffic impact study that was completed. There are some improvements that are going to be required for the project. DelDOT is going to permit a right-in, right-out entrance on 13. There will be a right deceleration lane that will be constructed to turn into the entrance. There will also be a right deceleration lane on 24. The idea is to use the existing entrance off of 24 that is currently being used for the auction center. That entrance will be brought up to DelDOT standards. And on 24, there will also be a left turn lane constructed as well as you're approaching the west. And right now, we're currently showing roughly 50 parking spots, and we've been asked to provide some additional parking as well. We understand that stormwater management will be required. There's an on-site existing septic system that is used by the O'Neill's Auction Center. Soil evaluation has been completed, submitted to DENREC. That system can be expanded to accommodate the rural farms as well.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What happens to the O'Neill's Auction?
It currently stays.
Will it continue?
Yes.
Whether we'd have to review the site plan for O'Neill's Auction as an amendment because they're operating under conditional use to the site plan. That would have to be incorporated together.
That was going to be my question. Is the two farms, is it going to be a subdivision of the O'Neill's property? Two farms are going to end up owning the whole thing and then...
Yeah, my understanding is that Two Farms is going to combine the smaller commercial piece on the corner with the O'Neill's Auction piece to be one parcel.
And then lease back to O'Neill's or whatever, they're going to still be in operation, is what?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Thanks. It wasn't clear to me from the site plan. So.
Okay. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, then. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Okay. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
I'm burning the end of my pen up here. It would have been a little easier had you presented a book prior to the hearing because, well, we'll just go through the questions. And let me start at the bottom of my sheet and work up. I think it makes more sense. You're going to have some overlap with the existing O'Neill's business and auction business. The parking is going to be a shared parking arrangement with O'Neill's or with the convenience store? Or
there actually will be designated parking for the rural farms, if the mics can pick me up. There, as you can see, there's a large parking area already that exists for the O'Neill Auction Center, and then there will be new parking constructed for the rural farms.
Well, when you present your site plan, because I'm very, very familiar with this site, and the O'Neill's parking, the way that's drawn overlaps with the current parking. So that's the reason for the question. So when you combine the two site plans, you're going to have O'Neill's with parking overlapping the parking that you're showing in this drawing here. And that's going to create... Now, if you want to do shared parking, that maybe that's something that we can work
through. That's a whole
through.
Other issue. Actually, they're going to have to present a site plan that has parking
both
that complies
both.
In all instances. So that overlapping is not going to be overlapping anymore.
That's the point.
That'll have to be shown somewhere else on the site.
So when we bring back in our site plan, we will designate the parking.
You'll have to talk at some length to staff about the parking requirements, you know, so you have enough. There's enough space. It's just
right.
How you're going to allocate that. I think there's enough space. I can't say that. On Route 24, your exit, you're going to have a left turn lane. Is that going to be one lane in and two lanes out with a right turn and a left turn, or is it one in and one out?
Off of 24, there's going to be one in, one out.
Okay. And my concern is this, and we run into this in other sites, is that the Route 13 is not an issue. It's in and out. It's very simple. Here on 24, cars are going to be wanting to turn left to get back to 13. And they're going to get backed up and get impatient because there's going to be also cars that want to turn right. And the cars turning left are going to have to wait for traffic and all. And when the cars turning right, could easily merge in and go. And so, you know, I think it looks to me as if there's a space there. I don't know, but it would make much more sense if you would have two lanes leaving with a left turn lane and a right turn lane.
Okay.
To avoid that congestion. Just, it's your business, but people get impatient in the new millennium.
The site plan, according to the one submitted with the application, shows a 36-foot drive entrance. You can't; it's not broken down in lanes, so
right.
there's adequate lane
space there. But there's space there to do that.
Good head. Right, there's room for three there, yeah.
And allowing a little space. You have a pretty good-sized parcel here, and allowing a little space for just traffic backing up is all I'm suggesting. There are a number of did you do a review of the number of uses in the area? Are there other conditional uses, other commercial business uses in the vicinity within half a mile, a mile of this application?
I did not do a review of conditional uses, but, I mean, I'm from Laurel, so there are a considerable amount of commercial uses up and down that corridor.
So on the record, there's a car dealership across the street. There's a gas station directly across the highway. There's several commercial uses, furniture stores and flea markets right down the street on that side. If you go up the road, there's a number of B1, C1, and conditional uses. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Am I stating that accurately?
Yes.
The buffers and setbacks not along 13 or 24 so much, but on the parcel of Mrs. O'Neill and the Windsor Trust, do we have any kind of trees? You going to put any buffer setback there, or tree buffer? I mean, she's wanting a fence, which is fine. Do you agree to that fence?
I agree to it, yes.
Okay, so this is okay. And then are you planning on putting anything there as far as just some, you know, conifer trees or something for aesthetics?
It would be an area that we would landscape, yes.
And do you have a number of, do you have something in mind, 10 foot, 20 foot, 5,000 feet? What's your poison? Pick your poison here.
As far as?
How much of a buffer?
At this point, we have not gotten into those details at the conditional use.
Okay, no problem.
The interesting thing is, Mr. Ross, that you actually can pick if you want to put.
I've just made a self-made. Yes.
You want to put a condition or a stipulation on as to what kind of buffer you want?
Yeah, I'm just trying to please the masses, but if the masses don't, we will. You're going to have a dumpster on the site, is that correct?
Yes.
And so that dumpster will have to be screened?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have a sign of some sort, obviously.
Yes.
And do you have any kind of shape, size? What are you planning on putting up there? Will it be an electronic digital sign? Is it going to be just a painted billboard?
We'd like to put two pylons on, one on 13 and one on 24.
And can you define what a pylon sign is so that we're clear about what that is?
How many feet?
25.
25, yeah. 25 feet.
Okay, good.
And do our sign ordinances permit that?
The sign ordinance height limitation is 25 unless you get a variance. There's also a limitation on size by code at 200 square feet per side, but the commission on occasion and most occasion on conditional uses require lesser size.
Okay.
the thing that their advantage is that they have, even though it's conditional use, they have a commercial portion of the site. So if they put their signs in a commercial district, it would conform to the commercial regulations. So depending on where they put it as to what size you allow.
And then we would also have smaller directional signs at the entrances.
Well, the directional signs, you're talking about entrance, exit. Yep. Yes. You're not talking about directional signs.
Yeah, it does.
This is an interesting question there, Mr. Robertson. This conditional use area is only going to apply to the AR portion of this, right? Because it's already C1. And the conditional use isn't required for that.
That's true.
So the conditional use really is for the AR area.
That's right.
And they can do whatever is permitted in C1, they can do in their C1 property. So if you can certainly have a stipulation about the signs, but it'll only apply if the signs are put on the AR.
On the AR portion, but their signs are going to want to locate them probably overlapping or totally on the commercial.
Could be, I don't know.
I mean, it's in that corner. It'll
be up to them.
Makes you wonder, considering that the location of the application and the fact that a portion is already C1 and where it's at, why you're applying for a conditional use and not an expansion of the current C1. And given our heavy backlog of work, you can read between the lines. All I'm saying. You following me?
I understand what you're saying, yes.
Okay.
You're not leading questions.
No, I was.
Mr. Bendler does it, but I think the rest of you do. Well, I think he probably gets it.
I hope so. The number of employees you have? How many employees?
Okay, hold on a minute. Hang on, guys, for a second. If you're going to testify, sir, I need you to come up.
You're welcome to come up.
Yeah, come on up here. Yeah, just come on up. Give your name, because everything is recorded, and the tape won't hear you back there, and it won't recognize your face either. So,
Jeff Bainbridge with Two Farms, Inc.
Okay, good job. Now, go ahead.
There'll be 40 employees.
Thanks. Okay. Just hang on for a second, because your engineer here might need a little more help.
You said 40, right?
Yes. 40, correct.
Can I expand upon that?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that because it's open 24 hours and you're going to have three shifts?
Yes, correct. And we don't need to square off the property.
I'm sorry, say again?
And we don't need to square off the property.
Well, sir, are you a licensed real estate person or anything? Do you qualify to testify to that?
I am on behalf of Two Farms, Inc., yes.
Well, okay. All right.
I guess he signs the
check. Sure, because I know you have another expert with you.
We can always call him up if we need.
Thank you. Okay. So you answered it's 24/7. That's easy. And then lighting, generally, we would require that lighting not leave the perimeter of the property. So you're okay.
You need to not shake your head, but.
Yes, we will. We'll use all LED direct lighting. All the lights will use LED. It's just energy efficient and stays on. The areas where you need to focus it.
Okay.
So, in short, if I stayed in the record that all lights will be downward illuminated, that would be correct.
Yes.
And then if someone down the line could clarify the sign issue for me, and I won't
quite clarify what
the signs, what signs they can have, and the illumination. We've had the digital sign discussion. It's not resolved.
On-premise would allow for a 200-square-foot sign. You've got two road frontages. They could have one on each road frontage. They can also have the electronic message board on that sign as part of that square footage.
If it's in
the commercial district.
Yeah. Right.
And then you wanted some additional directional signs of some kind. What are those? Can you be more specific about what?
They're 4 feet high. They say.
They enter here.
They say ROFO with an arrow. That's exactly it.
They're just allowed entrance, exit.
Yeah, those are not an issue.
It can't be a sign down the road.
Only at the directional. They're only at the entrances.
It's traffic control.
It can't be a sign down near the John Janosik's pointing to this, like.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to pass the baton on to the rest of y'all.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll move on to Mr. Smith here.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ross has done a thorough job. I don't believe I have any questions.
Okay, then. Mr. Johnson.
I understand the application. I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
I understand the application.
Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counselor.
None, except for I got to say, I echo what Mr. Ross says. It seems like it's clearly a commercial use. It's now got a zoning line that cuts right through it. You know, what you've applied for, I should say, is clearly a commercial use. I mean, it seems like even if this was acted favorably upon or by the commission and the council, it just strikes me it makes sense to clean it up, you know, and look at it as all commercial, that's all. It makes it difficult to approve the site plans when you've got the line going through the middle. You know, conditions are going to apply to part of the property, not the other. It's going to, you know, it just seems like it would be cleaner to go that route. But
can I respond to that?
Sure.
In the previous conversation with the applicants and their representatives, they were looking for the method that was most appropriate and receptive by the county, which is a conditional use, knowing they could get conditions placed on them, whereby if they went for rezoning, they knew that they could get a lot of opposition.
Oh, I understand that.
To the long list, so they chose to go the conditional use method. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But if you went south of the site, you have John Janosik's goes up to the branch that abuts the site.
Yeah, right.
You go across Route 13, you've got the Sunoco station, which is
right. Very, oh, and I agree.
Very active, and then you got you have a AR site, I believe. Yeah, the other site on the opposite side where the car lot is actually non-conforming. But so it's AR, but.
And it would depend on what the record would be whenever they, you know, if they applied for commercial now or if they did in the future. I mean, I'm not saying anybody would prejudge it, you know, but at the same time, it's not like it's a corner that doesn't have commercial on it already. It's got that commercial section on the corner. So anyway, just a thought. That's all. Thanks.
All right, then. All right, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1927, Two Farms Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1927? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning. And by the way, Mr. Robertson, would you check Mr. Bendler's passport before he leaves? I'm not sure that he's here legally this evening, or maybe just the guard will do it on the way out. Our next.